Wednesday, September 2nd, 2026. Daily Devotions from Bethlehem Lutheran Church in William Penn, Texas. Today's devotion was written by Reverend Kelly Krieg. It's taken from Matthew chapter 2, verses 1 through 12. Now, after Jesus was born in Bethlehem of Judea in the days of Herod the king, behold, wise men from the east came to Jerusalem, saying, "Where is he who has been born king of the Jews? For we saw his star when it rose and have come to worship him." When Herod the king heard this, he was troubled, and all Jerusalem with him. And assembling all the chief priests and the scribes of the people, he inquired of them where the Christ was to be born. They told him, "In Bethlehem of Judea, for so it is written by the prophet, 'And you, O Bethlehem, the land of Judah, are by no means least among the rulers of Judah. For from you shall come a ruler, who shall shepherd my people Israel.'" Then Herod summoned the wise men secretly and ascertained from them what time the star had appeared. And he sent them to Bethlehem, saying, "Go and search diligently for the child, and when you have found him, bring me word, that I too may come and worship him." After listening to the king, they went on their way, and behold, the star that they had seen when it rose went before them until it came to rest over the place where the child was. When they saw the star, they rejoiced exceedingly with great joy. And going into the house, they saw the child with Mary, his mother, and they fell down and worshipped him. Then, opening their treasures, they offered him gifts, gold and frankincense and myrrh. And being warned in a dream not to return to Herod, they departed to their own country by another way. The King Who Came to Save. The Magi came seeking a king, but they found something far greater than earthly royalty. They found the promised Christ, the Shepherd King who had come for his people, and not only for Israel, but for all the nations. Note the contrast between the Magi's worship and Herod's hostility. One receives Christ with joy, the other sees him as a threat. Herod's fear reminds us that Christ's reign confronts the sinful desires of our hearts. We naturally want to rule ourselves, yet Jesus does not come to negotiate his lordship. He comes to save sinners. And his kingship is revealed most clearly not by earthly splendor, but by his cross. The child worshipped by the nations would grow to bear the sins of the world. The king would wear a crown of thorns and reign from the cross, giving his life for his enemies. Come then and worship your king. He has come to save you. Amen.